Joining us, comedian Shannon Fielder. She's at New York Comedy Club in Stamford tomorrow.
Yes.
If this story doesn't horrify her to the point where she never wants to leave her house again.
We're boots.
A wolf spider lays eggs in a man's toe.
Ugh.
The baby hatches inside, eating its way out.
Ah,
I could vomit.
I could. Right. So could the spider. That's straight out of a horror movie.
Yeah.
Straight out of a horror movie. I mean,
you know, you're right.
There was a spider in you eating its way out. Yeah.
It's like, imagine being born.
Yeah.
And then you're like, all right, I don't know where this is, but I got to eat my way out.
Exactly right. Ugh. And you ever see a wolf spider? Not pretty.
What are they?
They're gross.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, the wolf spiders, they're big.
Oh.
They're big, for one thing.
Okay, that's not good.
Yeah.
I'm guessing they're hairy because they're called wolf.
Oof.
Exactly, yes.
Ah.
Yeah. Put it this way.
That's
someone we know actually was like, they were doing training in the military, and there was a wolf spider between doorway they had to go through, and he just went and incinerate with a
flamethrower. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. They're big.
A British man's wedding anniversary spun out of control when a Peruvian wolf spider bit him and laid eggs in his toe.
Ah, wouldn't
on
you
his
feel
anniversary?
That? Wouldn't you feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, card would work.
The reason why he didn't feel it is that when the spiders...
when they bite you?
When they bite you.
Oh, they anesthetize it?
They numb you.
Oh, wow.
What?
Yeah. Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, he was totally unaware because the spider numbs its prey before laying eggs.
Oh, see? Otherwise, it won't hold still.
Oh, this sounds like a James Bond movie now.
Yeah. Goodbye, Mr. Bond.
Spiders are serial killers, confirmed.
Right. Peruvian wolf spider. Wolf.
I feel like the fact that it's from, like, anything that has the country of origin in its name is automatically scarier.
God damn, that's gross. Ah!
Did you type Peruvian?
Yes, I did.
Okay, because that's...
Hey, first
it's
of all,
key detail.
That's the money.
First of all, its eyes look like part of your phone, like this the part with the camera thing. there's like four eyes right there. One, two, three, four. Yeah. And it's got like, underneath, it looks like a lower part of your body. And it's just hairy and gross. There's like no redeeming quality. This is smash this as fast as you possibly can.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is kill it with fire quickly. Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's one of the ugliest creatures I've ever seen.
Oh.
I've gotten that before.
That's straight out of hell.
Yes, it is.
We have wolf spiders in Connecticut, but they don't look like that.
Yeah, no. Maybe
I'm not coming back.
This is extreme.
Yeah.
Imagine that bit your foot. And you had no idea.
Oh, no. Imagine one eating its way out of your big toe.
Oh, that was the second part. Yes. Yeah. So that's what happens. So they anesthetize it when they bite you.
Oh, jeez.
I was wondering, how would you not know?
New fear unlocked.
Yeah, seriously.
So they're celebrating their 35th wedding anniversary. They're on a cruise to France.
Oh.
He wakes up and he looks at his big toe and it's purple.
Ooh.
Oh, like a deep purple.
So he goes to the doctor and found that he had been attacked by the venomous eight-legged hunter during an outdoor meal.
Anybody else itchy?
An outdoor meal for the animal, too.
Both, yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Everyone was dining.
Yeah,
he was fresco, baby.
Right. There was a little table set up down by his foot.
I'll have the grilled cheese, please.
You didn't invite me? How about this?
Right, yes. Yikes.
Quote, my wife thought it may be because I had new sandals and they were rubbing on my big toe that was causing it to be red.
Yeah.
What a bummer. You go, you're like, I think I have a blister. And they're like, nope, you actually have a spider implanted.
Just wait till it happens. Yeah.
Oh.
Doctors cut his toe open, freeing a milk-like pus that contained the spider eggs. Oh.
This just gets more pleasant by the second here.
Ah.
Right. Oh. Hey, look at that. A little cocktail.
Ah.
Who wants eggnog?
Silver bells. It's beginning to look good.
There's a wolf spider in my big toe. Wow. That's gross.
That's the 13th day of Christmas gift.
Yes, it is.
The wolf spider in your toe.
One wolf spider. Eating at your toe. Eating at your toe.
No, thank you.
Yes.
Oh,
that's beyond
gross.
Okay, here's the kicker.
Here's the kicker.
There's more.
4 weeks later, Blake discovered he still had a foreign body in his foot.
Oh, it had twins.
One of the spider eggs hadn't been flushed and must have hatched. They believed the spider was making its way out, eating its way out of the toe.
Okay, so the first one got removed. Yeah. The second one's when it had lunch.
The pus was the eggs.
Ah.
And then they left an egg behind. They stitch it up.
I'm sorry, that's when you smack the doctor right inside of the head.
Ah.
Yep. Open-handed.
That's
when you stupid, you left part of it in there.
They don't even have one to two babies at a time. It's hundreds. So per egg, there's hundreds of spiders in there.
Imagine, how do you name them all?
All of a sudden, your foot starts tap dancing.
So
I think it's time.
If you have 100 babies and they all have 8 legs, that's one hell of a chorus line.
Right.
All the rockets.
Wow.
Maybe that's a sign to get out of your marriage.
Right.
That's how your anniversary goes.
Your anniversary.
Right.
It's time.
Well, you thought you got everything for anniversary. This is new. Why am I still looking at this stupid spider?
That is the worst spider story I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, seriously.
That is the worst spider story.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Diana in Weathersfield.
Good morning, y'all.
Hey.
Morning, Diane.
So years ago, I helped a friend of mine buy a local Christmas tree, and it wasn't a really cold, cold winter yet.
Right.
And we moved this tree into our house, and we set it up, and we water it. And you know how you're supposed to wait before you decorate it so, like, the limbs
so it'll settle.
Warm up.
Yeah.
Settles, exactly. Yeah. So we're hanging out, and we're grabbing all the decorations and stuff, and we walk upstairs, and we look at the tree. And it looks as if it's almost vibrating.
Hmm. No.
That's interesting.
And all of a sudden, swarms of spiders start running out of the tree and everywhere. And I was just like, Gina, just burn the house down. You're never going to get rid of all the spiders.
It's like a plague of the end of time.
It was arachnophobia to the nth degree.
Oh,
I mean, we're dragging the tree outside, and you know, they're going everywhere. And it's like, I would
be a flip-flop ninja.
Well, you can kill probably 30 a shot.
Right?
Oh, but they just scatter everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Yeah. From that point on, I'm like, nope, Vermont, North, New Hampshire. That's where I get my Christmas trees from. Never
right. Artificial hamster. Trees.
New Hampshire, that's the place where all the hamsters go.
Yes.
All the new hamsters, yes.
Oh, my God, that is scary as hell.
Yeah.
And it happens quite often, by the way.
It does. Yeah, things are asleep in the trees a lot of times. Yeah. Just happened with the one lady with the praying mantises.
Thank you, Diana. Yeah. Do we have that clip?
Got two clips.
Okay. So this is a TikToker. She has over 4 million views. Of a video sharing that the real Christmas tree she brought into her home had baby praying mantises all over the branches. The bugs are known to lay eggs on a variety of plants, including Christmas trees, to shelter them from frigid winter weather.
Yes.
And due to the warm temperatures inside the house, like Diana was just talking about, the mantises thought it was springtime.
Right.
They felt the heat and they're like, hey, party time.
Thank God I'm famished.
That is the plague of the end of the world.
It is.
Yep.
Here's Ben Cost of the New York Post.
So in the accompanying video, you can see the woman's Christmas tree whose branches are infested with baby praying mantises. It's sort of like a decoration that Jack Skellington would leave the kids in the Nightmare Before Christmas.
There's a writer for you.
There you go, see? How descriptive.
He said the number of bugs that can infest a tree is pretty large.
And this can be problematic given that each egg sac can contain up to 200 eggs. So this can lead to Mantis Palooza.
Nice.
Mantis Palooza.
Who's playing?
How many egg sacs are there?
Who's the headliner?
Yeah.
Really? No idea. Although of the two, I'll take the praying mantis over the spiders.
Easy.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, they're at least kind of comical, and they hang out, and they're like the alarms going,
they're kind of comical.
They're like baby T-Rex.
They're not bloodthirsty beasts like the spiders are.
Yeah.
They're not going to live in your toes.
Exactly right. Right. They might lick them, but they're going to eat them.
They'll eat other bugs, too.
Right.
If you have other bugs, like, they'll find them.
Well, they eat
so
spiders?
Maybe it's a good thing.
Probably at full grown. I don't know about babies.
Oh, yeah. Do you ever watch one of these munch out?
Well, I've seen them, like, rip the head off of things.
Yeah, yeah. I saw one time, one had two grasshoppers, one in each hand, going, nom, 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 nom. I'm like, yeah, look, who's a hungry?
That's a great video.
Who's a hungry boy?
Who's a hungry
who's
boy?
Who's a hungry boy? It's like, knock, 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 knock. I'm like, watching.
That's like me when I was 18 and high.
All left was like all the legs. It apparently didn't like the legs, but it ate the rest of it.
This happens a lot with praying mantises on Christmas trees specifically because their egg sac looks just like a little pine cone.
Right.
So people just leave it alone. They're like, oh, it's nothing.
Oh, how quaint is Christmas?
Oh.
Surprise!
A spider's egg, at least it's like that white, fluffy, like cotton ball looking thing. Like,
and
I think
you
most
know.
Most people are like, well, that should not be coming in the house.
I am not bringing that in here, no.
Wow.
Yep.
Just get the tree shaken before you just tie it up. You
go through a car wash.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tie it to the roof.
Right.
Go through the car wash.
Done. Yeah.
Done.
Skip the wax.
Exactly right. Get the hot.
Go home.
Yeah.
So I asked Ruth if she had a spider story.
I don't really have a spider story. I just mentioned that I don't kill them.
You don't kill them.
I'll catch and release them.
Right.
Catch.
Yeah. It's very Disney princess of you.
And release.
You give it a good talking to beforehand. Please don't come back. Yeah.
I mean, they're not really a threat. If they were a threat, you know, then I would have to do something about it. But, right. You know, if they're just kind of hanging out, I just kind of leave them because they take care of all the other bugs.
How about the wolf spider?
Yeah.
The wolf spider definitely is a threat.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
So, right. That's not getting a talking to, right? Right.
A catch and release.
Catch and release. Right.
Yeah. You take a cup. You take a
piece of paper or something.
Paper.
Right. Yeah.
Bring them outside. I've done it here.
Right.
I've done it here. I've walked down, taken the elevator down and brought insects outside.
Is that why
that's commitment
outside?
To the cause.
What's that?
I wonder why she was outside. Okay. That's why.
Catch and release.
Yeah, catch and release.
The spider's like, do you know how long it took me to get up here?
Right, right, right. She gives him a couple
it took me my whole life to get to the third floor.
Well, what she does, she goes to the train station. She puts him on the train. You know,
separates him from his family.
Sends him to New York City. Right, right. Give him a couple of dollars.
But I
lunch.
Don't
want to
leave.
Right, right. But I work to get here.
Wow. Catch and release.
Wow.
Yeah, spiders in my house die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They die pretty
no violent. Mercy.
Yep.
Other bugs, I'll catch and release.
Yeah.
If I see a spider in my pool, I'll grab it and throw it. You know,
lacrosse it.
I'll grab the skimmer and lacrosse
it. Have you ever read or seen Charlotte's Web?
It dies at the end.
But did you read about the
she
guy
dies
who
of
got
natural causes?
Yeah. How about Charlotte's toe over here?
Yeah, Charlotte's toe.
How about Charlie's toe over here? Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I've escorted a few outs. I've escorted a few out.
Escorted.
Escorted, yes.
Yes. Escorted.
Like, come with me. Security.
You're too drunk to be here.
I had one. I had one time. I'm like hanging out in my apartment, you know, token. And the doorway to my from my apartment was kind of like had a large gap.
Yeah.
And I was in a basement apartment. And also one day I see this thing. Comes walking in, right? So I'm like, dude, you can't be here. So I did the cup over the thing with the thing. I went outside. I went, meh. Right.
Go away.
Go back inside.
Goodbye.
Take a couple more hits. Right? I'm sitting there all of a sudden. Da, 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 da. Same goddamn bug was coming through. Got a little further this time. Like, all right.
Yeah.
So I scooped him up. I went across the street. And I went, da, da. An hour later.
No.
Determined spider.
Right? I'm like, the same goddamn spider. This time, I put him in a jar. I sealed him. I got in my truck. I drove. About 4 miles away.
It's probably walking down the post road in Milford now looking for you.
This is Long Island. This is back in Long Island, right? I 4 miles away, I went to a wooded area. I opened it and I flung. I go, you come back, you're dead.
Never came back.
1 week later.
Yep. No. Never saw it again. Yep.
Let's go to Keith in Plainville has a praying mantis story. Hey.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Hello.
When the kids were little, we would take them to the, in Massachusetts, there's a butterfly place where
butterflies
they land on you and stuff.
Right, right.
So they did sell praying mantis pods when you're there, so we would bring them back. And they would tell you, after you put them in the jar, as soon as they start to hatch, you got to let them go right away.
Yeah.
Well, they started to hatch. We didn't think of it. Next thing you know, there's one praying mantis left.
Oops.
They eat each other.
Oh!
Hunger Games.
Yep, exactly.
Oh.
Right. Only the strong survive.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a life lesson.
Yep. And that one's full.
That is a quick life lesson.
It is.
It's like, well, I'm
Daddy,
boring.
What happened to all our praying mantises?
Well, one was really hungry. Who's a hungry boy?
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. Those things, man, they're voracious. When they bite, it's like, yeah, they big cause
damage.
Yeah,
they just like, devoured their entire family.
They did. Yeah. Well, you know, Don't just met.
Hunger and survival over everything else.
We just met, yeah.
Wow.
That's why they're constantly praying. Please don't have somebody eat me. That's why they're praying. Another day on land.
Keith, thank you. Bob in Westport.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. So years ago, I was at my house cutting firewood in front of the woodshed.
Uh-oh.
I look down, and I see a fairly large wood spider.
Yeah.
They're big.
Yeah, they're nasty.
So he scared me, so I took the nose of the chainsaw and pointed it at him and tried to get him.
Right.
Got away.
Wow, he got away.
A couple of minutes later, I'm cutting, and I look over, and he's on my shoulder.
I'm back.
And
whoa.
I'm back. I'm back to let you know.
Right.
I could really shake him down.
I could really bite you down. Do you know me? Do you love me?
No, he climbed on your shoulder, and he said, hey, have you seen AJ?
I haven't seen from Long Island.
I've been looking for this guy from Long Island.
I kept going,
I've been walking down 95 for 3 years.